just heading to the pharmacy after seeing the consultant this morning in St. John's Hospital. I see they've made another diversion, so now I have to double back to find a route down to the pharmacy. A note that I'm not the only one getting totally confused.
So I was saying yesterday, Mrs.
Just past a gentleman sitting in a wheelchair at the reception area there, and if he's one stone, he's 30, 40 stone. What a size. First of all, I suppose it's one thing about hospitals, you know, if you're not just doing one thing, and at least every time I come through here, I end up doing quite a bit of walking, which is all good, good for the body. I still want to get out here as quick as possible though. The stairs. Temporary sign says, steps to pharmacy. Goodness sake, it's like the Haymarket down here this morning. Guys shoving trolleys and bins and people walking about. It's usually quiet.
Alright, you're on that till further notice, eh?
Aye.
The pharmacy. Well, just being told that's at least half an hour for dispensing, so I'm going to go somewhere else. Might actually pop up to B&Q, not far from here. Yes, may do that. So, sign off from St. John's Hospital in Livingston. And as Adrian Wicks at Doublestream would say, we'll catch you all later. Oh, I think he says that. Oh, does he say I'll be later? Oh, there you go. I'm being thrown off tablets. Yeah, it's just what I need, more tablets. Yeah. Anyway. Way out. Way out. come back a different way. Ah, here we go, here we go. It's actually not the real way out because it's just shut off about half a mile of corridor. It's actually bypassing the x-ray unit, or the x-ray department, I should say. And great acoustics you get in hospital corridors, isn't it? Yeah, the slightest sound just reverberates. Anyway, as I said earlier, the good news is my blood's okay. I'm a specimen of good health, says the consultant, for my age. I said to her, I may look like that outside, but inside I'm 94. Well, at least I've got a smile on her face. But I actually do feel good. Can't complain, considering what other people have in their lives. I suppose I would be considered to be very, very good health. Heading for the big revolving door. Try and get in before it comes round. Hurry up. Made it. I have it all to myself for 5 seconds. Ah, fresh air. Well, I'll need to pop back in a wee while. Just to pick up my prescription. No problem, I'll do that. At least I'll go and find something else to do just now. And maybe... Oh no! Oh, I've got a peace bag in the car. Forgot about that. Mary made me up a flask. Hot tea, well, hot water. And stuck a chocolate biscuit in the bag. And I spotted it, so I took it out before I left home. Because I'm on a diet. And the last thing I need to do is to eat caramel wafer. I'll eat the two oat cakes that she put in the box as well. Ah, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to find the car keys. Wonder if the tailgate will open today. Probably not. I really need to get a look at this. Anyhow. Let's see. Try the tailgate. Oh look, it's not opening. Ah well. There's worse things in life. Ah, the coziness of the car. I'm going to fire the engine up and sit here and have a cup of tea for 5 minutes before I go to B&Q. So thanks for listening. If you've listened through this length, my goodness sake, you haven't you got anything better to do in your life to listen to someone wandering around the corridors of power? No, I mean the corridors of a hospital. Cheery by the new. Yes, I'll put the seatbelt on. Have a bit of the Eagles. Mary's favourite band of all time. And there's only... In here, CDs, in this car, there's only the Eagles and the Eagles and the Proclaimers and the Eagles and the Eagles and the Eagles. My discs are somewhere else. I think she's hid them. She stopped me for putting Chris Rea and Pink Floyd, etc. Okay, I'm going to have a cup of tea. Thank you so much if you've listened this far. Oh, and this has got a cracking wee pop-out thing. Look at that. That takes your can of Coke or your soft drink or a hot cup of tea. And actually will take a mug-size cup of tea, which I'm just about to pour out. So, really handy that wee gadget because it's very discreet. You can't, well, you can't see it, I know it's there, but you wouldn't notice normally. And get the bag out. She always puts my cup, my mug, in a wee poly bag just to keep it clean and for stop beasties from getting in. Well, I don't know if that's the reason, but she always does. Two oatcakes. Two Sweetex in the cup. One tea bag, one spoon, one flask. And one resultant? Mug of hot tea, stirred with care and passion. Yep, you just sit there. Go on, just sit there and hold that tea bag. Will you bugger? Never dropped it on the seat. Not gonna work, is it? Anyhow, down you go. There you go. And well, it's not oatcakes. Oh, Mary, I wanted oatcakes. She's gave me too rich tea. Ach well. Can you hear that? Can you actually hear me through my internal oral cavities crunching that rich tea? I'll have to listen back and see if it does. And sipping boiling hot tea. That's hot. Okay, I won't bore you any longer. Goodbye, go and enjoy my tea. Thanks for listening once again. Cheery bye now.